Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
To ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure to be with you, and I know it's like a dream come true for you to be with me. I'm excited about having our new friend Judith Orloff. Dr. Judith Orloff is with us right now, ladies and gentlemen. She's the author of the critically acclaimed brand new bestseller, Positive Energy. She's a nationally recognized pioneer in the emerging field of energy psychiatry, and she is a practicing psychiatrist in Los Angeles, and she's our new friend, Dr. Judith Orloff. Welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm very happy to be on the show.
It's good to have you here. I'm glad you're here. Your book is called Positive Energy, Judith, and I think it's worth talking about that title, and the reason I say that is a lot of people might be thinking, positive energy. I just thought there was energy. Now she's saying that. So if there's positive energy, does that mean that there's negative energy? So tell us why you used the term positive energy.
Well, from what I can see, there's an epidemic of exhaustion going around, and people are very tired, overworked, overstressed, and that's because there's not enough positive energy going around, and there's negative energy. Positive energy, you think of it as kind of the vibes that people give off. Feels warm and supportive and uplifting and energizing. And then you're around a person or a situation that's negative. You feel your energy go way down, or it's prickly and cold or demeaning, something like that. So these are just qualities or energies that people give off. And to have better relationships, it's really helpful to know how to discern the difference.
That's well said, Judith. And I'll tell you, I know about, before I knew what positive and negative energy was, I knew those people you were talking about.
Because, energy vampires.
Oh, yeah. You call them energy vampires in your book. Exactly. And the thing is you're around this person and all of a sudden you're just exhausted. You just can't, you know, they just wear you out and you can't figure out, you know, well, wait a minute, I thought I liked this person. And all of a sudden you realize this person is just sucking the life right out of you.
Exactly. But you know what I found? That a lot of my patients don't trust that, where they can, you know, be in a business or something, and then they could have employees who look perfectly nice, you know, on the surface, and they're competent, but for some reason, the energy gets drained when they're around them.
Maybe they may be old friends.
Yeah.
You might be married to one of them.
Yeah, you may be. That's true. But there's certain people you have chemistry with. Some people you have positive chemistry with, positive energy. And others, you know, they just drain you. And it's important to look at those relationships so you can keep your energy high. I mean, what I've seen in my medical practice is that people drag around with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and all of those kind of illnesses that don't really have a good cure. And what's happening is their relationships are really draining them, and they haven't taken a look at that.
Yeah.
So it's important to see who saps you and who gives you energy in your life so you can have more energy overall.
So you said a minute ago that people don't trust their own feelings about this. That I think this is basically what you said. They don't actually, it's almost like they can't believe this is happening until it's already damaged them, isn't it?
Exactly. Because it takes a bit of intuition to trust yourself about this. If you get an intuitive feeling, this person is draining my energy, in our society, often we're not taught to trust that. You know, our mind comes in and go, but this person has, you know, so, you know, attractive and intelligent and successful and
feelings. They have feelings. I can't hurt their feelings. I must stay here and allow them to wear me out for the next 2 hours.
You know, that's exactly it. I mean, many a patient have told me that they're at a party and they will stand there being drained by a vampire because they're afraid of hurting the person's feelings, so they don't leave.
Oh,
that's the biggest.
Sometimes I want to say, "Excuse me, I need to go have a liver biopsy." Would you? I'm going to go do that right now instead of standing.
I'm going to go.
I think I need to go be boiled in oil right now instead of standing
so
here talking.
Funny. That's very funny. What I tell them to say is, "Please excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom." But the liver biopsy line is a very good one.
Well, that's probably not one you'd want to use unless you knew the person really well. But these vampires are, give us a quick example. We'll go into a break in a few seconds. Give us a quick example of what it might sound like.
Well, there are different kinds of vampires I talk about in the book, and one is the drama queen. And the drama queen wears you out with over-the-top dramas. Everything is a drama. And a patient of mine had a coworker who was like this, and finally he just had to say to her, you know, I'm sorry all these things are happening to you, but we have to get back to work.
Right.
So the way to deal with the drama queen is not feed into the drama.
I'm glad you brought up the drama queen thing and not me, because I would have gotten me in a lot of trouble. Stand by. Dr. Judith Orloff, ladies and gentlemen, she's the author of Positive Energy. She and I will be right back after these messages. It's 20 till. Stay with us.
So keep it up, quench my desire.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Of course, the next show that we have will be Labor Day. And I will be conducting my 7th consecutive live Labor Day show, as I do all the time. I never take a day off, basically. Never take even the very few times, the handful of times that I haven't been here live that I've made you endure a best of show. I was working. It's because something came up that I had to do. But I will be here live, and in addition to me doing my normal rant and raving for a few minutes about Labor Day, after me on Labor Day, we'll have Bob Dylan Schneider, who's one of our outstanding Brain Trust members. Ray Keating is going to talk to us about Labor Day and small business. And Bert Folsom and I, Bert's the resident historian of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. And he and I will be talking about the history of Labor Day. And, of course, I'll be talking about some of my thoughts about why and asking the question, why isn't there a Small Business Day? That's what I want to know. Dr. Judith Orloff is with us. She is the author of Positive Energy. She's an expert in this area, ladies and gentlemen. She is a psychiatrist who specializes in the field of energy psychiatry. And her book, as I said, is Positive Energy. Judy, give us your website, please.
It's www.drjudithorloff.com.
Okay. And that's O-R-L-I-F-F, right? I'm O-R-L-O-F-F.
Exactly.
Orloff, O-R-L-O-F-F. And so check that out, and we'll get you to give that website out again a little bit later on. The book, though, is available at your website and also wherever books are sold, right?
Yes, and on Amazon.com.
And Amazon.com. Okay. Energy vampires. That's folks, think about these people. These people, these energy vampires, Judith, they're unproductive, they're inefficient, they cause you to be unproductive and inefficient, and they're where creativity goes to die sometimes, aren't they?
Oh yes, in the workplace you really have to identify them, otherwise they can sap your energy. There's a type I talk about called the sob sister, but this could be a sob brother too, who goes up to you in your lunch break and starts complaining about all of his or her problems without solutions, going on and on and on and on and on. And you want to be a good friend, or you want to be a good coworker, so you listen, and then all of a sudden your lunchtime is eaten up, and you feel exhausted, and he or she feels better.
Well, and the way you can tell, I think, Judith, that they're energy vampires is when there is a solution to their problem, and you offer it, and they're not interested.
Exactly. This type of vampire, the sob sister, is not interested in solutions. All he or she is interested in is complaining. So that's one type of vampire really to watch out for in the workplace, because, you know, what I found is that it's so important to rejuvenate yourself at work, to have those breaks, to be able to have that free, open time to eat and enjoy your eating and, you know, just have some time off from people's problems or solving problems, and energy vampires can eat that time up.
Well, the other thing that I've noticed is just people who are negative, people who have bad attitudes.
Yes.
Those are energy vampires to me, because, you know, I'm talking to them, we're working on the same type of thing, maybe same project or whatever it might be, and I come up with an idea, And maybe it's a, you know, maybe it's not a well-formed idea. Maybe it's kind of a, just a an initial thought. And all I get from them, I don't get any kind of a, any kind of leverage off of them. All I get is a negative response from them. And okay, if it's a bad idea, maybe it deserves to be. But these are people who do that every time, no matter what you say.
Right. Some energy vampires are just negative about everything. And they're, and also they're victims. It's the victim mode that they get into. And you have to tell these people how important it is to stay positive, because to have that negativity around you, it just ruins your creativity, because creativity is dependent on free flow and positive energy all
right
around you. When you have positive people feeding into your creativity, it's magic. You know, you could just come up with, you know, enormous number of solutions, and work is fun and so forth. But if you have someone negative bringing you down, you have to learn how to set limits. I mean, it's important to develop strategies with the different vampires that I'm talking about so they don't bring you down, so you don't let them go on and on and on.
What,
so setting limits is very important.
I have said on the show many times, and I've practiced it many times in my career, that show me a person who has intelligence and a good attitude, but no, maybe no experience, maybe not as many much skills as I'd like for them to have, and I'll take them over somebody who doesn't have a good attitude and who isn't, as positive, and but who has all the skills in the world. I can train people how to be good at what they do, but only if they've got a good attitude about it. Now, my question is, how do we make sure we don't hire people who are energy vampires?
Well, that's an excellent question. Well, first of all, you have to see during the interview about how your energy interacts with them. If after the interview you're exhausted, that's not a good sign. So you've got to watch that. You've got to examine their attitude. You've got to listen to them, look at the way they hold themselves, see if they have a positive attitude about life. And if they don't, then I don't see how they could be very helpful in business. You don't want somebody negative around you bringing you down. You want someone smart and positive, and to bring everyone up, because in business you work so much as a team, and
right,
you want all that positive energy to work together. You want the team to, you know, kind of be in the zone, and you get that way if people are working in harmony and, you know, and positive. But if somebody brings you down, that's negative energy, and it will bring the whole team down.
Judith, I'm going to make the presumption that there are people listening to us right now who are saying, hey, that energy vampire thing, that kind of sounds like me. Can we redeem those people in the next segment?
Yes, we can.
We're going to redeem. If you're an energy vampire, we're going to redeem you. We're going to stop you from being one of those and bring you into the fun life. Right after these messages, it's 10 Till. We'll be right back with Dr. Judy Orloff, the author of the bestseller, Positive Energy.
She's got it. Yeah, baby.
Sitting in the morning sun.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. Dr. Judith Orloff is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. And Judith, give us your website again, please.
www.drjudithorloff.com. And that's ORLOFF.com.
And the book is called Positive Energy, 10 Extraordinary Prescriptions for Transferring Fatigue, Stress, and Fear into Vibrance, Strength, and Love. It's available wherever books are sold, including they can read a little bit about it from about your book on your website, too, can't they?
Oh, yes. I have various articles on energy vampires or how to build positive energy on my website, and lots of resources.
If you know somebody who's an energy vampire, could we email them maybe one of your articles or something? Judith, we talked about redemption as we went to the break a minute ago. You know, it seems to me that there are two things that we need to try as managers. I think redemption is one of the great projects and one of the great activities that managers should try to work on. And that's before they fire somebody, before they get rid of somebody, try to redeem them as much as possible if they're an energy vampire. But that doesn't mean taking them on as a project.
No,
some people are beyond,
exactly.
Believe it or not, some people are beyond redemption, at least for you and me. You know, Judith can probably, she's a pro, she can help them out. But how does a manager redeem an energy vampire who we've already got working for us?
Well, you have to identify the behavior that's draining you. And it could be the person's a constant complainer, it could be the person is a drama queen, or sometimes energy vampires are blamers and criticizers. And this is really, you know, not good in the workplace. And so you have to take the employee aside and in a kind but firm way point out the behavior that's draining the team. And
what this is and what the, and how this is impacting the whole organization.
Yes, yes, yes. And to say you're constant complaining, you know, I understand you have problems, but to bring the constant complaining into work like this is not helpful. And, you know, we have an open environment here, so we're talking about it, but it really needs to be modified, the behavior, you know, because we all want to, you know, have positive energy here. So there's a way of talking to someone so you're not annihilating them, but at the same time getting your point across. So that energy draining behavior isn't contagious.
Right.
The thing about energy vampires is one person gets drained and the next person gets drained and it's like a phenomena. And then all of a sudden your business is low energy and everyone's depressed.
Well, Judy, here's a trick question. How good an idea would it be for somebody like that to say, I know of a book that would help you with this? How good an idea would that be?
That would be a fantastic idea.
And what book would we recommend?
Recommend Positive Energy. it would be very helpful with energy vampires, but also with other aspects of building positive energy in terms of every kind of energy, whether it comes to diet and exercise or your emotional life or your spiritual life. It's important to build positive energy in many different aspects of your being so you can enjoy life and so you're not exhausted and dragged out all the time.
Life's too short, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's very
if we can't
short.
Have fun, let's forget about it.
Yeah, and life goes by so quickly, too. So you want to make the most of these moments that we're given here.
Quicker every day.
Yeah.
Every day that goes by quicker. And life's just too short not to have fun. That's what I, you know, when I hire new employees, I say, you know what? We're going to work hard. We're going to get a lot of things done. We're going to accomplish some things. You're going to be respected here. We want to encourage you to be successful. But if you don't want to have fun, you know, let's forget about it.
Yes, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I won't do a project unless there's fun involved with it.
It is possible, even for serious projects.
Oh, there's got to be.
Yeah.
There's fun and every, you know, there's got to be fun. Even in the most dire of circumstances, there's cosmic humor to be found in it. And I have a chapter on the power of laughter, the positive energy of laughter.
Right.
Because I so believe in that, no matter how serious it is, you have to be able to find some of the humor in places to lift up the energy.
I'm going to make a statement, and we've got to wrap it up in about 30 minutes. I'm going to make a statement, and you tell me if you agree with me. Energy vampires don't laugh at themselves. Is that,
oh,
would
absolutely.
That be true?
Absolutely. True, true, true.
If you don't laugh at yourself, folks, you'll miss some of the best laughs of your life.
That's very true.
And my audience knows that I have a lot of fun laughing at myself. Judith, give us your website one more time.
www.drjudithorloff.com.
The book is called Positive Energy. It's available wherever books are sold. Judith, you must come back.
I will. Thank you.
We'll have you back again real soon. Thanks for being here. We enjoyed today.
Oh, me too.
Dr. Judith Orloff, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to check out her book. Buy one of these books, Positive Energy, and give it to one of your energy vampires. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every member of our military standing a post around the world on our behalf, on behalf of liberty. God bless you. God be with you. We are proud of you. This is Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.